Money Matters with Alfred Edmond Jr.
Our Think Wealthy quote of the week comes from financial educator, speaker, and author Lynette Kalfani Cox, also known as the Money Coach. She explains which debts matter to lenders using your debt-to-income ratio to assess your creditworthiness.
The debts are typically anything that's included on your credit report that you have 9 to 12 months or more to continue paying for. So let's say you have credit card debt, auto loan, and there's still a year or two more to pay off that car loan. What about student loan debt? Yes, that will also be included in your debt-to-income ratio. Lenders take a look at all your monthly payments on the credit standpoint, not the other stuff like your utilities, child support payments that you have to make, internet connection, all that stuff. That does not go into your debt-to-income ratio. It's only those debts that are reflected as traditional credit obligations on your credit reports.
This is yet another reason to keep the amount of debt you choose to take on, especially credit card debt, under control. If your income isn't rising, your debt obligations shouldn't be rising either. I'm Alfred Edmond Jr. for Money Matters at AURN.com.